The next patient is Rosalind Dilley, D-I-L-L-E-Y. Rosalind is R-O-S-A-L-Y-N. The clinical case of an 80-year-old white female that has been followed in the practice because of the CKD stage 3B going to stage 3A. The patient comes today for a follow-up of the condition. Her serum creatinine is 1.4, the BUN is 37, BUN is 22, excuse me. Creatinine is 1.44, BUN 22, and the estimated EFR is 37. This estimated EFR has been fluctuating between 45 and 35. The patient doesn't have evidence of proteinuria. Because of the presence of past episodes of congestive heart failure, we have to restrict the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours in low-sodium diet, because we might think that there is a cardiovascular component, that's cardiorenal syndrome, as part of the deterioration of the kidney function. The patient remains in the same body weight, and she continues to take the loop diuretics. Following number, the patient used to have iron deficiency anemia. Hemoglobin is 11.5 grams per cent. Following number, the patient has rheumatoid arthritis that is followed by Dr. Torres. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today is 129/56. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on pantoprazole. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 5.5. Following number, the patient has a persistent evaluation of the uric acid. She couldn't tolerate allopurinol. She has a history of gout. And for that reason, we are going to use febuxostat, 40 milligrams on daily basis. The spelling of febuxostat is F-E-B-O-B-U-X-O-S-T-S. I'm going to spell it again. F-E-B like in beta, U-X-O-S-T-A-T. 40 milligrams per day. This is to control the gout and a prophylactic effect and cardioprotection. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 8 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.